I'm Wanda Means. Thank you for listening to the very best of One Blunt Woman. This is episode 13, where I talk about candid divorce and an episode on a Polaris. April, as we've talked about, is Child Abuse Awareness Month. And Kevin, I want to show you something because I think this is important to me. Kevin, what do you see in my hand?
A check.
For $1,000.
$1,000.
Made out to the
DCAC.
Which is the Dallas Children's Advocacy Center.
Does that mean you're aware?
I know, right. The whole awareness bullshit.
I know.
Yay, we're it's all retarded. Aware. Okay, so put your money where your mouth is. Donate your money or your time if you don't have the money. So what I'm saying is donate money to the Dallas Children's Awareness. You can send a check to 5351 Samuel Boulevard in Dallas. Or you can take a check over there. Or you can donate your time. And you know what their mission is? Their mission is to improve the lives of abused children in Dallas County and to provide national leadership on child abuse issues. And to me, this is extremely important. So if you know me, pull out your checkbook. And a lot of my friends have a lot of money. I don't care if it's $20 fucking, donate something. Donate diapers. Donate anything. When Richard and I first got married in 1997, we had a Christmas party, and I said, bring diapers. And so all these people brought diapers. I loaded up the back of my Suburban, and I sent literally a truckload of diapers because I think it's important to help. There are so many abused children. There was a 4-year-old child whose stepmother, and you know, Kevin, how I hate my stepmonster. She put that child in 134-degree...
I used that term the other day, and I was like, where did I get that?
Oh, me.
Where did I hear stepmonster?
Yeah, me, because I had you. A stepmonster, the yep. step cut, whatever. So... and so my dad is supposedly coming back up here, and do you think she would let me know what he's doing? No, because she's a selfish fucking cunt.
Right.
There I go.
We've been over that.
But there we go with the C word again. Okay, so.
It's not the last time it'll happen.
But my point is, okay, so this mother, the stepmother, step fucking monster, put her 4-year-old stepson into a 134-degree bath. And you know what happens when you stick your child in a 134-degree bath?
You get burned.
They burned to death, and then he died. Oh, but then, she pulled him out and stuck him in his pajamas and put him in his bed. Oh, and the poor kid died. I can't handle children abuse. And now I know my abuse is sexual, but children's abuse, all of it's wrong. And these people should be shot. I don't think they deserve to be lived. So my point is I'm donating money because they really want to help these children. And that is why I think it's important. Kevin?
Yeah.
Give me $20 right now.
I'll give you $20.
You're going to give me $20.
I'm going to give you $20.
Because I'm going down to the Children Advocacy Center after this, and I'm giving them this check because I think it's important.
I'm serious. I will give you $20 before
I mean,
go.
It will buy diapers for kids.
Yeah.
And there are so many kids that are abused in Dallas County.
Although I'm a little pissed right now. I had to give $4,000 to the federal government yesterday. So I'm like, ugh.
I had to give $30, but okay. I'm not comparing.
Oof, yeah. But
I know.
Mine was because of an asshole employer that I worked for.
Oh, and he didn't, like, do your numbers right?
No, I was promised federal tax withholding throughout the year, but they never actually processed my W-4, They send me 1099s after I no longer work there, and yeah, I had to submit them and then pay a bunch of money.
Well,
so
$10,000 is a lot of money. I get it. Did you say 10?
No, 4, but for me, you know, a young guy, $4,000 is a ton of money for me.
I agree, since how much do you make working for the Eagle?
Oh, for the I can't actually say that, but it's, yeah, not good.
Can I?
No.
Okay. You're not paid based on your talent. I'm just going to say that.
Well, thank you.
Because you have a lot more talent than what they pay you.
I appreciate
you have told me it's not very good. Okay, so moving on. So please donate. You can give me the $20. I'm going to make you give me this $20 because I think it's important to donate to the Children's Advocacy Center.
It is.
It's important. I don't care. Not everyone who listens to this is in Dallas. So wherever you are, every city has some sort of advocacy center for children. Donate the $20 or buy diapers. I don't care. Just help. Not everyone can give their time, but everybody can give $20, okay? I mean, I give $20 to the guy in the corner.
You know, and speaking of my tax problems, it's funny because that you I can write that off. That's a charity donation, right?
It is a charity donation. Yeah, but you better not get hit by that god-awful, Tabitha, you're...
Yeah, we should let people know. We're in a different studio right now. We're having to kind of make do.
We are. We're having to make shift.
Some upgrades being done to the studio next door.
Okay, so last week we talked about online dating. And remember what we had talked about? The guy that had killed the woman.
Yep.
And
dismemberment and all that.
Well, they found the head in the trash can. Can you imagine being the guy that you're... He goes to get his recycle bin and haul it up to his house. And it's heavier because he's like, wait a minute. They hauled off all the recycle. cycle. Why is it heavy?
Yeah.
Well, because there's a fucking head in there.
That's a startling discovery.
Yeah, I can't imagine. Okay, so I...
Wait. Which online site?
This which was...
Plenty of Fish.
It's an online dating site that they had met on.
I know, but it wasn't like Match.com.
I think
like,
it was Plenty of Fish.
Was it Plenty of Fish? I didn't get that
details. I think so. I'm not entirely sure.
All I know is they went on a date and he dismembered her. So, okay. But so I made a point of talking about dating tips for online dating. And one of them was do a background check. Well, had she done a background check on this guy, she would have found that his parents had filed a restraining order against him. So all I'm saying is if you do your due diligence and you find where it says, oh, your mom and dad have filed a restraining order against you, that guy is not dateable.
Yeah.
Would you not agree?
Yes.
I mean, you cannot date a guy whose parents file a restraining order against him. Apparently, he had told his mother, see this movie Hannibal? Watch it. He's threatening his mother that he's going to dismember her. That's so fucked up. What is wrong with people?
I'm a movie freak, though, and in the movie Hannibal, he doesn't actually dismember anybody, but he does disembowel a guy. So I just want to point that out.
Okay, so...
I'm sorry. That was totally unnecessary.
Okay, that's still pulling your insides out, okay? That's fucked up. Okay, so that's
agreed.
My whole point. And so I'm in my podcast today, I am going to talk about, I was with a girlfriend and at her lake house this weekend, and she's a family law attorney, and she gave me great advice on getting a divorce. And you won't believe some of the shit she told me. So, but one of the things that I think you should do in your online background check is to read their divorce. And her advice is to seal your divorce. And actually, I have sealed the financial part of my divorce because I don't really want people knowing my finances. But
makes sense.
You can seal your divorce, but some people don't. And so I have gone online and read people's divorce. Because if you check online and there's 50 filings back and forth, you want to know why divorce lawyers are rich? Because people file this shit because their egos get in the way. Because, and so I don't want to get involved with someone who's got 50 filings because he and his ex-wife are fighting over the goddamn coffee table. It's not worth it to me. And so I want to take this in. I want to take your kids in. I want to take all the issues with a crazy ex-wife. This is why I think it's important to do background checks, right? No? Do you not agree with me?
Oh, yes, I agree.
You haven't married. You're in a relationship. I'm not in a relationship. All I'm saying is if you're going to date someone, please, for the love of God, do a background check on them. If their parents file a restraining order against them, not a good candidate. If their divorce proceedings have 50 filings, not a good candidate. They're assholes. That's all I'm saying. I'm Wanda Means, and you're listening to the very best of One Blunt Woman. No, that was the truffle butter. Remember the truffle butter?
Oh, that's right. The truffle butter for sure was anal.
That's going from anal to vaginal. And my PSA to everyone is,
that's right,
don't do that.
The A to P transfer.
I was on a Polaris with a guy, and we were on
the
woods.
What do you mean a Polaris? Like a jet ski?
Oh, no, but Polaris is a brand. They also have four-wheelers, too.
Okay. Yeah, they also have pool sweeps.
Yeah.
I remember emptying the Polaris. The Polaris is a kid.
We were not fucking on the Polaris in the pool.
All right. I gotcha.
You've totally thrown me off on that.
<That's a good laughs> Sorry. One. I had to point that out.
Although I have been skinny dipping in the pool before.
Yeah, of course.
Remember the crazy guy that told me?
I think banging in the pool is great.
Yeah, sex in the pool is fun.
Yeah,
okay.
That's awesome.
So my point
doesn't
is,
doesn't apply, and I can actually feel
so
strong.
We're having sex, and you know, a Hershey comes out. It's not good, and so we're
what are
both
you talking about? A Hershey, like just like a little nugget?
A nugget, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, literally, fuck the shit out of
it. I mean, is this like a chunk, or like a loaf? I mean, we want to know.
It wasn't a loaf.
I think it depends on if you're in the pool or not.
On the Polaris in the pool. Yeah. We were on the Polaris in the
country. Now you guys just can't get over the Polaris in the pool thing.
That was funny. I forgot because I think I do have a Polaris
you
one.
You probably
in my
have
pool.
A Polaris pool suite.
I've never fucked on it, but okay. So it came out, and I looked at it, and he looked at it, and I'm like, I'm not touching that.
And you're out in the woods.
We're out in the woods.
So why go anywhere near it? Why not leave it? It's already in the elements. Because
it's on
nature.
The Polaris.
Oh,
it has to be put off the Polaris. So
okay, I thought it landed in the elements.
He gets a leaf and he picks it up and he discarded it. And I'm like, oh,
was there still like a little fudge kiss on the Polaris?
Probably. Yeah. I was like, I'm not touching it. I mean, I'm not into touching shit. Even
most
if it's
people
mine.
Are. Yeah.
But one of us had to make the decision because it wasn't even ours. We were at his friend's lake house. You can't return a Polaris with shit on it.
I don't know that I've ever returned anything with shit on it.
I know. So you have to do the right thing. Yeah, you have to get rid of it. So he did because I was too big of a pussy.
A real man would have picked up the shit with his bare hands.
A real
man. I'm just kidding.
Oh, see, that's why I'm not dating him anymore because he's not a real man.
I wouldn't have even done the leaf thing. I would have got a stick and done like a...
Flicked it?
Yeah, exactly. A flick.
This is embarrassing. My friend Jelly's like, you can't tell the story. You're still dateable.
I would have done it. Yeah,
but like, if you tell the story, no one's going to want to date you.
Like hitting a golf ball out of a sand wedge, it would just be, or out of a sand trip, just been like, you know, that kind
of thing. I know, right. I would like to take a census of everyone who's been had sex and something came out. And I mean, am I the only person this has ever happened to?
Yeah, I've never had the poop thing happen.
Okay, I guess maybe I am. Tabby, has that ever happened to you?
From anal, I never had mud on the helmet or anything ever.
Like, mud on the helmet.
I've never poo has
Where
never appeared on the scene of my
up.
Sex life. People ask me that a lot.
Okay, I have more important things to talk about.
I'm sorry.
Than
go
mud
ahead.
On the
go
helmet.
Ahead. Yeah.
I don't even date that guy anymore. He's a fucking asshole. Like fuck me.
But the story's funny.
But the story's right. And that's where I do like all the funny stories that I get out of these assholes that I date. Why is that? Okay, so I wanted to talk about something besides getting the shit fucked out of you, because it can happen. Okay, but when we were talking about online dating, there's one last thing I forgot to say. Remember I said, you know, if his parents have filed a restraining order against him, it's probably not a good candidate.
It's a red flag.
Okay, it's a red flag. So one more thing that I want to add is when you're dating someone before you go out on them, if you could say to them, hey, could you text me a picture of your medicine cabinet? Because I truly feel that the only way to get to know someone is to see all the shit they're taking.
That's probably true.
Because they can lie about everything. But if I could see like your name with your doctor's name on it, then I could know all the crap. Because there's always a bad combo mix of drugs.
I'd be happy to open mine up to a woman.
Well, I don't have a medicine cabinet because I don't take anything. I mean, I used to be a pill popper, but it got boring. I'm the only addicted person I know who had a pill addiction and got bored with it.
Yeah, and just stopped. You're like, it's not fun anymore?
Yeah, it's not fun anymore.
What kind of pills? Like Vicodin?
Well, no, like I took painkillers. And even then, it would be like one a day. It wouldn't even be like 20, like Rush Limbaugh.
I wouldn't even call that a pill popper.
Horrible. I know, my therapist goes, Wanda, you don't even have an addiction. You're weird.
You just like to do that sometimes.
You're just bored.
Yeah.
I just move on to
I like to take painkillers for recreation sometimes, too. I mean, come on. Who doesn't?
My ADD is so bad, I can't even stick to an addiction.
Yeah.
I know that's bad, right? I'm not a good candidate for any sort of addiction because I get bored. I mean,
if you have any painkillers you're bored of, please feel free to throw them my way.
I know, but you know they don't. They make you constipated. Don't do it, Kevin. It's not worth it. Okay, so a year ago. I have to talk about this one thing. I was on Daily UK, and it talked about this real estate broker. And now, mind you, I have my real estate license, so apparently I have to adhere to some of these rules in the state of Texas or whatever. But whatever. So this guy went down on some woman in public. Went down on her, ate her out. At a bar in Thailand, and someone was videoing it. What are the odds?
All right.
So
I mean,
that doesn't bode well with your broker license.
Yeah,
so I'm just saying, if you're going to go down on someone, you might want to do it in private.
I think stranger things have happened in Thailand. Is that what you said?
Well, it was in Thailand. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So it was on video. So of course he got arrested.
Yeah.
Go figure. Some girl was on a bar, just laying on the bar, and he goes up to her and goes down on her. But
there wasn't a poop that came out in the bar, was there?
No, going down doesn't create poop. You need the thrusting, the heart. And I appreciate you making me laugh at this because everyone needs a good laugh. Okay, so I'm just saying, if you're like, beware of cameras. I mean, like, I talk about all this stuff, but I don't need any of this on camera. Do you video anything?
No.
I did video one
I did
time.
Once when I was younger, like, yeah, but I was like 19.
I sent it to a lover.
Like a cell phone camera thing, yeah.
I said, could you please delete that? And he said, sure. I don't believe him that he's deleted it. I'm sure it's still out there.
Oh, yeah. No guy ever deletes any of that. It all
he says he
exists.
Has. He's apparently some big doctor, and he says he has, but I think they're full of shit. Okay, so now that we've talked about this horribly embarrassing topic and you've made me laugh at it, that's the most important thing, is to laugh at it, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so a year ago, I did a blog called the Itty Bitty Titty Committee. Did you read Are You There, God, It's Me, Margaret? No, of course not.
No.
You did not come of age in 1982. Tabby, you read it, didn't you?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, right. So we all read this book. It was a coming of age book. It talked about getting boobs and getting your period and everything that happens. So last year, I put a picture on Facebook of me and my breast. And my ex-husband immediately texts me and says, Wanda, you have to take that off Facebook right this second.
What, like your bare breast?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Well, I had done...
That is bold.
Well, there was this breast cancer awareness thing, and we were filmed, and I went and did this for all my friends who have breast cancer, and I showed my boobs, and then I went to the party afterwards, and they showed all of us, all the women who had bared it all. Because I think it's important, because it wasn't for me, because I have my boobs. As small as they are, I still have them. But my friends who have had double mastectomies and have lost their breasts, I did it for them. So, and I felt it was important to do this. And so I bared my breast on Facebook, and I was immediately told to take it off. But I do feel that if you have a friend who has gone through breast cancer, there's nothing wrong with it. It wasn't pornographic in any way. I'm Wanda Means, and thank you for listening to this special presentation of One Blunt Woman. People listening, because I think some people might want to be going through a divorce and they don't know what to do. So she said, well, let me give you some good tips. And she's a family law attorney with a big firm here in Dallas. And she is board certified. She's a partner. So she knows her shit. So the first thing she says to me is, Wanda, tell people don't lie to your family law attorney. If you have committed a murder and killed someone, don't tell your criminal lawyer that. However, if you are getting a divorce, tell them everything. Isn't that funny how she said that's such interesting advice? So I guess
there seems to be some conflicting.
It is. Yeah. So I guess it's like saying, so I guess the burden of proof is on the lawyer to prove innocence or whatever, right? That's how the system works. But not when you're getting a divorce. So don't lie. Because from what I'm told, when you're with your attorney and they are going through everything with, let's say with the judge or whatever, they don't like surprises. So be honest. So if you are fucking somebody else, tell your attorney.
Okay. That you do come clean on.
Come clean.
But so, not if you killed somebody.
Not if you killed somebody.
All right.
So, but if you're going through a divorce, come clean. Okay. So she said, this is my favorite thing I think I've ever heard, is she said, don't bring your girlfriend or your boyfriend to your meeting with your attorney, because there goes attorney-client privilege.
Smart.
So, because if you've got a girlfriend, because note to self, because I've been through men going through their divorce and I'm the girlfriend during the divorce, it's all ephemeral, you know, short-lived, right? So if you are sitting there and you're listening to all this stuff and guess what? Y'all break up. She's going to call your ex-wife and tell her all the shit you said in that meeting. And there is no more attorney-client
privilege. There's no protection there.
No protection. So, note to self, do not bring your girlfriend or your boyfriend to your attorney meeting. I know you're fucking them and they're important to you for that 5 minutes. Trust me, when I was with Randy, that asshole that I dated for 2 years. Oh, God, did I just say his name?
Name drop.
God damn it. Why do I do that?
I can believe it if you want later.
Okay. No, don't delete it. So right, I'm just saying that I'm not going to say where he's from, West Fort Worth. It's not important. So I'm just saying that if you say something, I have gone to his ex-wife and told her shit. So, you know, don't do it. Because when you're together, you're important and you mean something. And then when you break up, you're like, fuck you. And you go tell them.
Yep.
Just saying, that's probably not the best advice. And that's great advice. Do not bring. But I'm already divorced, so I don't care. Okay, the third thing she said is, you know, they're going to ask for your assets. So if your ex-boyfriend, your husband owns something in Bora Bora, you need to find out, because it's going to come out. And if it doesn't, you realize in the state of Texas, we're a community property state, right?
What does that mean exactly to the layman?
That means that everything that you acquired during the marriage is half mine. And if your husband is out acquiring shit and you don't know about it, he's going to fuck you. I've had friends fuck so bad in divorces. And I just want to say, what were you thinking? No, what the hell they have, right? Okay. So, okay, moving on. She told me that in the state of anywhere in the nation, you can record without other person knowing that you are a part of it, but you cannot stick some sort of device in their car or in their bedroom. So as long as you're a part of the conversation, you can record it. Did you know that?
No, I didn't think you could record it at all.
Well, in the state of Texas, you can record if you are a part of the conversation.
You're not involved.
You can't stick a mic in their bedroom.
Right.
But you can...
Or put like a GPS tracker on their car or something.
You can't do that.
Yeah.
Well, or you can if you're crazy enough, but it's not admissible, apparently. So, but if you two are in the conversation, you can record it. Good to know, right?
Very good to know.
Okay, this is...
I learned so much on this show.
I know. This is one of my favorite things. So, she told me... So if you suspect, this is the best advice ever. She told me, if you suspect that your spouse is cheating on you, vacuum the carpet in one direction so that when you go out of town for business, you can see the footsteps that are in the bedroom other than his.
Hmm. That's smart.
Have you ever thought about that?
No. I think that's like some CSI shit.
That is some CSI shit. So, but I guess that you might need some sort of shag for Jay carpet or something. If you have a low pile shag, it may not work. Do you know your carpets?
No, probably not really.
No, probably not a Berber either.
Probably a Berber wouldn't work.
I'm a carpet
either.
Novice.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. So, can you imagine how anal can you be? My husband's cheating on me. I'm going to vacuum the carpet in one direction.
I think we've heard enough about the anal on this episode.
Wait, we weren't talking about anal. We were talking about footprints in the carpet.
You said who's anal enough. I'm sorry.
Wow, that was a good one, Kevin. That went over me. I give you credit for that. Okay, so next one. Possession is 99% of the law. So, in other words, take your stuff. She had a client who left everything and had to have her attorney write the other attorney saying, I want my sex toys back.
All right.
So, if you're going to get a divorce...
Those are expensive.
Yeah. If you're going to get a divorce, take your sex toys with you. Because it's embarrassing to write that letter to the attorney. Can I have my sex toys back? I mean, first of all, who would write that? I mean, I wouldn't. I would just go buy more sex toys.
Exactly.
I mean, do we all have a favorite sex toy? And then the other thing she said is important is to seal your divorce, especially if there's financial issues. And I truly believe that anyone can look up your divorce, Kevin. I know you're not divorced, but you can go to DallasCounty.org, go to the family law area, and you can register and you can read about. Now, I know the earlier part of my segment I talked about, if you want to know someone, read their divorce. But if you're smart and you're getting advice from my girlfriend who's a family law attorney, seal your divorce. My divorce, the financial aspects are sealed. So if you want to look me up, go for it. You are not going to find any of the financial aspects because I think that's important, right?